Once when Jesus was praying in solitude, and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus began by asking the question, what men were saying about him. And then suddenly, he flashed the same question to the 12 themselves. Who do you say that I am? It is never enough to know what other people have said about Jesus. A man might be able to pass any examination on what has been said and thought about Jesus. We may have read every book about Christology ever written in every language upon earth and still not be a Christian. Jesus must always be our personal discovery. Our religion is never meant to be carried as a tale, but to every man, Jesus comes asking that same question, "Who do you say that I am? Can you tell me what others have said and written about me?" But rather, we must be able to say who we say Jesus is. Paul, in one of his letters, did not say, "I know what I have believed." Rather, he says, "I know in whom I believe." Christianity does not mean reciting a creed so much as knowing the person of Jesus. Jesus said that he must go to Jerusalem to suffer and to die. Jesus knew that he had a destiny to fulfill, a duty to carry out. God's will was his will. He had no other object but to do upon earth what God had sent him to perform. The Christian, like his Lord, is a person under orders. The same is true for you and for me. Each of us has a duty, a service that God calls us to perform. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, and day by day, let him take up his cross and follow me." Here Jesus lays down the conditions of service for those who would follow him. A man must deny himself. What does it mean to deny oneself? A great scholar comes at the meaning in this way. Peter once denied his Lord. That is to say, he said of Jesus, "I do not know the man." To deny ourselves is to say, "I do not know myself," is to ignore oneself. Usually we treat ourselves as if we were far and away the most important thing in the whole world. If we are to follow Jesus, we must set aside our own needs or wants. A man must take up his cross. To take up our cross means to be prepared to face things that are difficult, but to do so with the help of Jesus. We are called to carry crosses, not burdens. There's a difference between a cross and a burden. A cross is something that we do with and for our love of Christ, whereas a burden is something that we do all by ourselves. The Christian is reminded that we are never truly alone but rather Jesus is always with us. He is yoked to us, and he helps us to endure and carry our crosses. Life in our crosses, whatever life's difficulties are. I remember a story about Churchill after the Second World War. When he was walking the streets of London, he saw coming uphill a young boy who was carrying on his back a still smaller boy who had both of his feet missing. And so he was a double amputee. And he was admiring the strength of the young man carrying this other boy on his back, and he was sweating profusely and struggling to carry this young boy on his back. And admiring him, he said, "My young man, that's a heavy burden you're carrying." And he responded, "Sir, that's no burden, that's my brother." And so it makes all the difference in the world how we take on something that is difficult in life, whether we view it as a burden or something that we do with great love. And so when we carry our crosses, we do so with great love for Jesus, recognizing that he is always with us. A man was called to spend his life and not to hoard it. The whole gamut of the world's standards must be changed for the Christian. The question is not how much can I get, but rather how much can I give? Not what is the safe thing for me to do here, but rather what is the right thing for me to do? Not what is the minimum possible in my day of work, but what is the maximum? The Christian must always realize that he is given life not to keep for himself, but to spend it for the good of others. Let us pray that we may always know and love Jesus personally in our daily lives, and that we will always be willing, for love of him, to daily take up our crosses and follow him. Amen.